Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from David. The subject is, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Hello, I recently applied for an LSAC fee waiver and was initially denied. I took some advice I heard a while back on the podcast and put in the effort to submit an appeal. I explained how I fulfill my own financial obligations with minimal help from my parents. My appeal was approved after submitting a letter along with a collection of financial evidence supporting my request! I just wanted to send an email to show people that it is possible to successfully appeal an LSAC fee waiver denial. The effort I put into this made me a little overconfident, one might say greedy. I emailed the assistant provost of the university I graduated from. I explained that I began pursuing law school and was curious as to whether I could retake non-major courses to raise my undergraduate GPA on the transcripts sent to LSAC. Essentially, he informed me of an appeal process that would allow me to retake these courses at the risk of negatively impacting my GPA if I performed worse. I would have the chance to raise my GPA from a 3.53 to a 3.66 if I receive A's on all of these courses at full priced tuition. I think this GPA would still fall beneath the 25th percentile of many schools. That being said, do you think this is an option even worth considering? Really depends on what that full price tuition means. What is that?
It depends on a couple things, including that. First of all, I want to say, dude, that's great about the fee waiver appeal. That's awesome.
For sure.
Like, you got a few thousand dollars there. That's sweet. You're going to get two free cracks at the LSAT. You're going to get, well, actually, they have two different fee waivers now, huh? So I'm not sure exactly what you're going to get, but you're probably going to get two free cracks at the LSAT. The credential assembly service for free. You're going to get like six of those $45 report fees waived. And not only that, but you're going to get lots of discounts from other places. Like, no law school is probably going to charge you an admission, an application fee anymore. Because if you just tell them, hey, I qualified for the LSAC fee waiver, can I get a fee waiver to your school? They're very likely to waive that. You could also, since you're the type of person who asks for special treatment, which, good for you, David, ask them to waive the report fee. There's a $45 fee that you have to pay to the Law School Admission Council to send the report. You're going to get six of those probably for free with your credential assembly service or with your LSAC fee waiver. But if you're applying to 15 schools, then like there's some of those that you might have to come out of pocket for, and you don't have to, because you could just ask the schools, hey, not thank you for waiving your application fee. Now, can you also waive this LSAC application fee waiver? I don't have money to pay for this. They can say no. They frequently will say no to that one, but they sometimes say yes. And every time they say yes is $45 for you. So that's fantastic. And I'm glad you appealed. Oh, the other thing that you can get is a discount on LSAT Demon. We offer, if you qualify for the LSAC fee waiver, you can get 4 months of our basic plan for only $30. It's normally $95 a month, but for $30, you can have 4 months of it since you qualified for the LSAC fee waiver. And if you want to subscribe at a higher level to the LSAT Demon, we can give you 20% off of any plan. Yeah, you got yourself a lot of money by filing that appeal. So that's awesome.
And you alluded to this, and David said it explicitly, but I think the big win here too is also David's change in mindset, right? If you start seeing yourself as an advocate for yourself, not that you're going to be, you don't want to be, you know, overbearing, but like, hey, just picking up the phone and asking, these small wins can add up big time over a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. You've learned to ask for more, and that's what you should, lawyers, that's what you want. You want the pushiest person in the world to represent you. So you might as well be pushy, you know, in a polite way, professionally pushy, but just basically be real calm and real polite, and then never stop asking for the shit you want until people give it to you.
Yeah.
I want to point out one potential big pitfall with this plan. Are they going to remove the old grades from your transcript? Because it's not about the GPA on your transcript. LSAC doesn't even look at the GPA on your transcript. LSAC looks at the grades you actually got in those classes.
Yeah, so LSAC could end up...
What's LSAC going to do? Well, you need to find out what it's going to look like on your transcript. I mean, if they take that grade off your transcript and replace it with this newer, higher grade, well, then that's all LSAC's ever going to see. So LSAC's going to be like, fine, that's your transcript. But if this school is going to... There's two things they could do. One, they could give you... Like they could raise your GPA, but not give you the new grade. Because I don't know what they're doing. Like you asked them to change your GPA on your transcript. The thing you don't understand is that that's not the thing to ask for, because LSAC doesn't even care about that. If that's all that's going to happen, this is a zero. And another thing they could do is they could leave the F and then also put the A. But then LSAC is going to go, oh, okay, so you took that class and got an F, and you took that class and got an A. I have a feeling that both of those grades are going to be reflected in their calculation.
Yeah.
You might be able to ask LSAC about that. Maybe if you've got the same class twice on your transcript, LSAC has some policy about what they do. I don't know. You should ask them what they do. My guess is that they're just going to basically average, or they're going to count both of them. And so, you know, and your school might not. Your school apparently is telling you if you get A's on all these courses, you're going to have a 3.66. But that doesn't mean that your LSAC GPA is going to be that. It might not even affect your LSAC GPA at all, or it might affect your LSAC GPA half as much as you think it's going to.
Yep.
So those are all the things you need to consider, David, before you. Yeah. And as Ben said, thank you, Ben. How much is full price tuition at your school? Like, are you going to pay $75,000 for this? In that case, questionably worth it, especially if you're still going to be beneath the 25th percentile at the schools you actually want to go to.
Yeah.
Thanks, David. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.